Hi guys, today I'm going to go over expressions with tener. If you've spent any time studying Spanish, you've probably come across some form of the verb tener, which means to have. This lovely verb is one of the top five most frequently used verbs in the language, but you may not recognize its many other everyday uses. I started this post thinking of listing five examples, but within a few hours of posting, I realized that I had used at least four more during the first hours of my day. The style of this lesson is kind of a blog style as a quick reference for people so that they know that they can actually use this verb in many ways so that they can use what they have to expand their communication skills. So the first use, and one that I'm pretty vehement about, is tengo que plus infinitive, I have to. And you can use any form of the verb tener, any person, if you're more advanced, to say what you have to do. In addition to expressing possession, phrases with tener que express something you have to do. These days, you can look just about any verb up, but make sure the que is there, and so you can show the shift in meaning for this expression. Make sure your second verb is in the infinitive form. Infinitive just means you don't have to conjugate the second verb. It should always end in AR, ER, or IR. Here are some examples. Tengo que dormir, I have to sleep. Tengo que hacer la tarea, I have to do the homework. Tengo que trabajar mañana, I have to work tomorrow. Tengo mucho que hacer hoy, I have to do a lot today. So, tener que plus an infinitive, it expresses something you have to do. And I would say it's a little bit more smooth than necesitar or necesito. Plus infinitive, which a lot of people use pretty often. And it's not wrong, but this one feels a little bit less demanding. So it's a good way to amplify vocab. A second expression is tiene que ver o tiene que ver con. It has to do with. Now, we wouldn't really express it this way in English because we can see, some of you may know the verb ver, to see or to watch. However, this is just how it's done in Spanish. So it has to do with, or it doesn't have to do with, is basically it. So, ¿qué? Esto tiene que ver conmigo. What? This has to do with me. No, esto no tiene nada que ver con eso. This has nothing to do with that. So those are two examples just to show this kind of idiomatic expression that we have in English and its counterpart in Spanish. The third expression, tengo ganas, I feel like. I have desire. Again, the direct translation of the phrase is a little bit strange. However, it is used really commonly in everyday speech. If you want or do not want to do something, this might be your perfect phrase. No tengo ganas de lavar los platos ahorita. I don't feel like doing the dishes right now. Tengo muchas ganas de viajar a la India. I really want to go to India. ¿Tienes ganas de comer? Do you feel like eating? And so you'll see that a lot of times tengo ganas or tener and ganas is followed by the preposition de and an infinitive like we have. ¿Tienes ganas de comer? Do you feel like eating? And then no tengo ganas. No tengo hambre. I don't feel like it. I'm not hungry. So there you go. Another way to express desire, so just in case you are tired of saying quiero and quisiera and me gustaría, here's another one for you to, again, expand your vocabulary with what you already know. Tener éxito, to be successful. Tener éxito. So tener, it can be conjugated in any way to reflect the idea of having success or to have accomplished something. So, éxito is success, so this is literally to have success. This may be used to describe a small accomplishment or something grand. Maybe you were able to get a lot done today. Where I live in Honduras, some errands take a long time. And if you can accomplish more than two or three a day, you've probably had some success. If you have done well on an exam, you've also been successful. So here are a few examples to show this expression in action. Tuve éxito. Fui al banco, la migración, y hice las compras. I had success. I went to the bank, immigration, and I did the shopping. No tengo mucho éxito con las matemáticas. I'm not very successful or good at math or with math. Quiero tener éxito en el concurso. I want to be successful in the competition. Tengo éxito. I'm having success. I'm getting it. So you can just say it kind of leisurely, like, I've got it. And then, no tuve éxito. Tuve is the preterite, the past, simple past tense form of tener. So quite irregular. And just so you know, it is the yo form, the I form, tuve, I had, of tener. So, tuve éxito, no tuve éxito. I was successful, or I did it successfully, or I didn't do it successfully. So, that is comes in really handy here, and yeah, it's a good way to express if you've had an accomplishment, if you said something correctly, so go ahead. Number five, tener is often used to express sensations. Tengo hambre, tengo sed. So in order to say I am hungry, we actually say I have hunger, which is a different structure in Spanish. So just keep in mind, word for word translation is dangerous. So you have I have hunger, I have thirst. And this happens quite a lot with sensations. So there you go, tengo sed. Tengo ganas de tomar un galón de agua. I am thirsty. I have the desire. I want to take or drink a gallon of water. Tengo mucha hambre. I'm really hungry. Okay, now on to two more sensations. Tengo calor y tengo frío. I am hot and I am cold. So we use tener again to express I have heat and I have cold. Like I am freezing, like, inside of my body, you know, when you feel like you got just cold to the bone. That's kind of how tengo frío is, or tengo calor, when you just can't not be hot, like here in Roatán. It should be noted that using estar to express this kind of sensation can have a sexual connotation and cause for some confusion, so just remember to use tener. For example, hace sol y está húmedo. Tengo calor. It's sunny, really sunny and hot. I'm hot. Hace nieve, tengo frío. It's snowing. I'm cold. This one's pretty straightforward, so we'll go ahead and continue on. Tengo miedo. I am afraid. I'm afraid. A typical idiom for expressing something you're afraid of, tener miedo, to have fear, is used. Once again, tener is used to discuss feelings or sensations in Spanish at times. Tengo miedo de los ratones. Tengo miedo de los ratones. I'm afraid of rats. This is true. No tengo miedo de las culebras. I'm not afraid of snakes. No tengo miedo de hablar, or no tengo miedo de hablar delante de la gente. I'm not afraid of talking, or I'm not afraid of talking in front of other people. Number eight, tengo pena. I'm embarrassed. Okay, so this one is slightly tricky to translate because it doesn't always mean necessarily what we would translate exactly as embarrassment from the perspective of English. For beginners, it's best just to think of it as holding a little bit of negative or a difficult feeling. Pena refers to embarrassment, shyness, pity, or shame, kind of all of them. Upon looking at various professional translations, I found quite a few meanings and have heard them all used. Tengo pena cuando los animales sufren. I feel pity when I see animals suffering. Tengo pena al hablar francés. I feel embarrassed upon speaking French. No tengas pena. Don't be ashamed or shy. Don't be embarrassed or go ahead. I have to often say this to my students who are students of English and they are afraid of pronouncing something incorrectly or getting it wrong and might feel just a little bit of shyness before they speak. And this is for everyone learning language. Ella tiene pena de irse. She feels teary-eyed about leaving. So it's like she doesn't really want to go. I mean, she feels conflicted in a way. So pena has a variety of sort of slightly negative or shameful feelings that you don't necessarily want to admit to, but it's not necessarily just embarrassment, but that's how I'm going to go ahead and translate it for the general overarching meaning. Okay, number nine, tengo sueño, I'm sleepy. Literally translated, this expression would be something like, I have dream. So it isn't really intuitive for a lot of English native speakers, but the phrase is very common, and it is one of the ones that you will use or will learn pretty quickly when someone's expressing the idea that they are cansado or cansada. They might not say, like, I'm tired, I'm exhausted. They might say, tengo sueño, I'm ready for bed. Just a few more examples. Tengo sueño y tengo que trabajar mañana. I'm sleepy and I have to work tomorrow. So we hear both uses of tener, number one and number nine. And then, so you can see that you can use these phrases in conjunction with one another. They're all idiomatic expressions, meaning they do not necessarily translate all that perfectly. And finally, number 10, tener, used to talk about age or an amount of time. So, in order to say how old you are, you would say, the question is, ¿cuántos años tienes? How many years do you have? And the answer, tengo 15 años, I'm 15 years old. Ella es joven, solo tiene 6 años. She is young, she's only 6 years old. No tenemos 21 años, no podemos tomar tanto alcohol. We can't drink, we are not 21, we can't drink so much alcohol. And just to reiterate, neither ser or estar can be used to talk about age. Ser represents defining characteristics, and estar is used to talk about location or feeling, otherwise condition. And below, I have included all of the present tense conjugations of tener for person, so hopefully that will help you if you're not only just talking about yourself, as well as a pronunciation practice that can be used in Google Chrome browser to test your pronunciation and your understanding. So good luck. Thanks for listening in.